Welcome back for another episode of the Jewish News Podcast. Today we are here with Shmuel. You probably heard of Shmuel because he has over 60,000 followers on Instagram. He sold out many collections. Celebrities are always wearing his stuff in public and so many other amazing things he's done. Shmuel, welcome for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I appreciate you giving me a chance on here.
Thank you. Thank you for joining. You know, I guess we'll start from the beginning of the brand. You know, your father gave you the nickname Shmuel. And then from there, I guess, maybe not directly, but you started a brand. What was that like, you know, starting it out?
It was definitely not easy starting out, especially putting my own name or nickname, but what people called me, my brand, because I knew, you know, I was sending it around, and I really went all in on it when I started, and I knew if it failed, it would be not just a bad look to the brand, obviously, but to my actual name. So I really went all in, as you could say, in making it, and I wasn't so scared of it failing, but I just knew I really wanted to succeed even more because I was putting my actual name on it.
And when you decided you wanted to start it, so you started with some collabs and some stuff on your own. How did you decide what to start with, and what was it like?
I really, from the beginning to this day, really try to make just things I like, things that I see that maybe I would make changes to on the market, or things that I don't see and that I want made. So it was never a huge challenge making stuff because I really made what I like. You know, I wish I made more risky things, and I want to push the boundaries and make even riskier stuff and really just make what I like and what I think would do well, even if it's, you know, different or out there.
Wow. And, you know, you've always been on the more creative end, you know, doing koala giveaways for fires in Australia and so many other things. When it comes to these types of ideas, are these just things that pop into your head, or is there a process to making these ideas come about in a reality?
Well, it's really, I really just catch ideas from what I see, just drawing inspiration from the things around me. I try to, as I kind of said before, be more creative, and I hope from here on out to only get more creative. But yeah, the ideas, they just, I don't know, I just get them from what I see around on my Instagram or just on the streets or whatever it may be.
And you wear this in the public events and on your story. And, you know, you mentioned how important social media is, yet you stay off on Shabbos. How has that been a challenge? And what do you do to overcome that in terms of missing out on a day of the week in a fashion industry that seems to be alive 24/7?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard, especially because Saturday is probably like the busiest day online, or like when I had my store, I know Saturday is the busiest day just downtown for shopping. So it's especially hard to be closed for the busiest day, but I don't know. I never really even second guess it. So it's not that hard because I feel like I have no other choice. And I don't mean, it's fine. It's kind of like an advantage. It's nice to have one day off and one day to just think, and one day to let the brand, obviously I'm resting, but let the brand rest, and not to be, you know, gives me a chance to not be constantly posting on the Instagram, and just, it's a nice break. So, you know, it has its positives and negatives, but it's not too bad.
Very nice. And, you know, so we discussed some aspects of the brand already, and we'll discuss more, but I'm kind of curious, even though you're showing so much on social media and in other ways you spread the brand and the hype, what's something about running a company or about Shmuel in particular that people don't see that really plays a role?
One thing I like to do is really just talk to people downtown, Soho, or wherever I am, and just, I'll literally just show people my Instagram or ask them about whatever it may be. Like, no matter how many followers I may get, it's still nice to really talk to the people and just see what people, you know, as nice as it is to DM people and whatnot, it's not the same and never will be the same as real contact. So it's nice to just talk to people and interact with people, introduce myself to people in real life. So I really try to do that whenever I can. And I don't do it enough, but I try to do it when I can.
Interesting. You know, you just mentioned you speak to other people to get their vibes on the brand. But I'm curious, you know, in the bigger picture, the bigger scheme of things, you have so many followers and, you know, celebrities wear your stuff and your friends wear your stuff and everybody wears your stuff. How do you measure success? And do you think you've hit that yet or not?
I think success is everlasting. Like, there's no one point of success, because even if I'm successful today, if I'm doing nothing tomorrow and not growing, it's not good. So I'm definitely far from where I want to be. As nice as some of the results have been, I'm very far from where I want the brand to be. And I'm just constantly working and trying to grow and do new things so I can get to a better place. And I don't know, I don't know if I'll ever be happy with the spot I'm at exactly, but yeah, definitely not there yet.
So you mentioned just now that you spend a lot of time with Shmuel, and that's really something that you invest on in the brand. Do you set aside specific times for working on Shmuel, or is it something that you're dealing with 24/7?
Yeah, I really am dealing with it throughout the day. Like, if I have something I need to do, like a test in school, obviously during that test, I'll be doing the test. But literally every other second, for the most part, I am trying to work on my brand. Even if just hanging out with friends, I'll be on my phone, or I'll be in a way always thinking about it. And it's definitely always on my mind for the most part. There's definitely not, I don't allot time to it, because it's just always going on for me.
And you've done pop-up shops all over the East Coast, and you've done things on Instagram, giveaways, other stuff. Is there a specific or particular story that sticks out, like a crazy story connected to the brand?
I mean, there's so many stories that are crazy to me, and that I would have never thought would have happened looking back on it. And, you know, thinking about from when I started to think, like, wow, I just wouldn't believe that would happen. It's hard to point out a specific one. I mean, if you had like a more specific question or something related to a story, I could definitely pinpoint it out.
Is there like a favorite comment from a fan at a pop-up shop or something similar?
I mean, just seeing like my first pop-up shop, there wasn't a big line or anything, but there were even just a few people waiting when I was opening, and I thought that was so insane. And then on my second pop-up, there was like an insane line. And when I saw that, it's just like, it's hard to put into words how it felt. It just felt just so crazy for so many reasons, because I was always like fascinated by the fact that people would travel far and then wait in line for a long time just for like a brand or a store. And I'm like, wow, like what could that store be doing? And like, how is that even possible? And that first fascinated me with Supreme. And to see it with my own store was like just so insane in so many ways. And then third pop-up, it happened again, and it happened over many days. So that was also just insane. But like, it really hit me, I guess, on that second pop-up, just such a long line, and it was like a freezing day out. So it was just so crazy.
And, you know, the pop-ups definitely were big milestones for the brand. But I think Iman Shumpert was the first player to ever wear Shmuel to an NBA game. What was that like? And did you know that was coming?
I knew it was coming, but I actually think I was talking to him, and he told me that he was going to wear it. But I still did not believe it at the time. It was just way too crazy of an idea. But then I checked my phone after Shabbos, and I saw it. I remember I was at a friend's house, and it was just so insane, especially for Iman Shumpert. Like, to this day, that's probably the coolest thing for me, the coolest person to wear, just because I was such a big fan of his, not just for his basketball skills, but just his overall swag and style. And it was just so, like, insane. Like, that was always my dream, like, having an NBA player, let alone someone I was a huge fan of. So that moment was insane.
And you, since then, there's been a lot of players to wear your swag, and a lot of musicians and then other celebrities. You know, it definitely gives you a mental high. And some of the other people on the podcast, the guests, have spoken about how, you know, through their tremendous success, you know, kind of removed them from, like, it's just taking their feet off the ground. They kind of feel like above everybody else. Do you ever feel like you're just drifting above everybody, or do you try to stay grounded and working?
I don't really feel that. I mean, I don't know what it is, but even like when little baby, which is probably the craziest person to wear something, wore it, like, I didn't even feel that happy. I don't know why, but I don't know. Like, it just, I guess as you grow, that kind of stuff just means less and less. I don't know for what reason. It's hard to say. Maybe because you get used to it in a way, or I don't know, when you're really behind the scenes, it doesn't feel the same way as it does when you're just looking out onto it. But yeah, I mean, I definitely don't feel like I'm above other people when that happens, but it feels good to know that you put in the work and that, you know, the results and the crazy things end up happening.
Very nice. And you know, you started your brand at a young age, and many other people aspire to start brands and successful brands when they're young also. You know, as someone who finished high school doing a running schmiel full time, you know, is this something you recommend to other people in terms of the lessons you've learned and the experiences it gave you?
I mean, if someone wants to do it, yeah, I definitely recommend it. There's really not much to lose. I don't, you know, people shouldn't be afraid of failing, even though it may be scary, whether it's a clothing brand they want to start or whatever creative, anything they want to do. I think they should definitely go for it, because they're not going to be in a worse position if they don't go for it. They might as well just shoot their shot, especially when they're young and they don't have as much to lose. I think it's always worth going for it.
So you've definitely done a lot with the brand, and as great as it's been, there always are some haters in the comments, or in the beginning, you might not have had as big of a following or as many sellouts as you have now. How do you overcome the lows and keep on building towards the high?
I mean, the haters, like, there's a lot of quotes out there that if everyone likes you, you're doing something wrong. And I mean, I see some of the haters and I see what they say. I don't even know if I've called them haters. Like, definitely a lot of the things they say are true or have truth to it. So, I mean, I don't know. I just look at it and try to learn from it, try to learn from everything I see. But if I see hate or love, I just try to take the good out of it. So if I see love, I try not to get like high on my horse. If I see a lot of people liking what I do, I try to just take that as a sign that I'm doing something right and continue doing it. And if I see hate, I try not to get too low and down on myself and just realize that's a part of the plan. I mean, like, if you think about it, the most hated basketball players in general are probably the better ones. Like, LeBron is probably one of the most hated players of all time, and he's obviously one of the greatest. So I try to not take anything too personal or too serious.
And as somebody we mentioned a few times already, you know, you've done amazing things with sports players. They wear your stuff to the games on the sidelines. You know, some players collab with you. Leonard Fournette did. And you know, players really live your brand, and you've dropped offer singers also and other things. Is there a particular story with a celebrity that stands out, or one amazing experience you had?
I think they're all really cool. Just seeing, not just other celebrities, but, you know, whether it's rappers or basketball players, those are really the people I look up to in many ways and I've grown up on, especially with the basketball players. So just seeing them and being able to meet with them is so cool. In terms of like rappers, like Dave East was definitely someone who helped me a lot, and I was able to spend some real time with him. It's not just like I sent him clothes or something and he just threw it on, but I've spent time with him in different places, and like, he's really just such a great guy, and it taught me that these guys get to where they get for a reason. They really are some of the greatest guys like ever and out there. And like, I could stand by that 100%. So to just see how they live and to get any of their time and interact with them is so cool. And with the basketball players, it might not be as much in terms of them being the best guys ever, like I would say it is with the rappers, but to just see them up close, and they, for the most part, are also amazing and nice guys. It's so cool.
Awesome. And, you know, we end every podcast with the same question, which is for you, is that, you know, you've been to many pop-up shops, you've dealt with questions from fans in the comments on the stories in person, and so many other things. But even though you're asked so many questions, there's always one question which somebody's never been asked that they wish they were asked. So looking back at all your experiences and interactions with people, what's a question you've never been asked that you wished you were asked, and what answer would you give to that?
It's a good question. Question I wish I got. I have to think. I don't know. There's definitely some questions I get a lot that are kind of annoying. But to think of a question I wish I got, it's actually funny because, like, I just put on my story a question bubble from Instagram, and I do that a lot because I do like getting asked questions and good questions. I mean, I guess just asking, like, some of my bigger challenges is one I don't really get a lot for reasons that make sense. People normally ask questions that gives them benefit. And I think that question would give them benefit, but they don't ask it because it's less obvious. Maybe for the most part, I get questions like about like finding manufacturers or how did I start? How did I get big or whatever it may be. But I feel like I haven't really got asked about my biggest challenges in overcoming them, which is, I think, the best question to ask and learn from, because at the end of the day, no matter who starts whatever, they're going to get big challenges. And the ones that last are going to be the ones who could overcome the challenges.
And what would you answer? What are your biggest challenges and how do you overcome them?
There's definitely been a few challenges in the very beginning. My first page, I made the page for the brand, and probably like 2 weeks in, I lost access to it, and I had to make a new page, and I felt discouraged, even though it was only 2 or 3 weeks. I don't remember exactly. I put a lot of time and effort into those 2 or 3 weeks, and to have to just restart, it did not feel good, and I felt like, oh, maybe this is a sign that I should just stop now. But I decided to make another page and rebuild it. And that was an early challenge. That was definitely big. Another challenge was, for sure, I got disabled recently. And like, that was really scary. It was an obvious solution, obviously, just trying to get my account back. And I'm thankful I was able to do that. I've gotten other challenges. There was once, I once did a collab with someone, and then there was another person who was claiming that we stole their idea, even though we completely didn't. And they sent, I guess, everyone they knew our way. And they wouldn't answer DMs. Like, it was very frustrating. But eventually we came in contact with them and it worked out. But it was just scary because we didn't really have control. And they were just sending tons of people to our pages. And we had to, like, we were like running some marketing operations, and we had to like take that down because it was becoming a big problem. So that was another big challenge.
Wow. So it's good to see you overcame them. Good to see that all challenges are solvable. And thank you for sharing your experiences and your time. And everybody check out Shmuel NYC on Instagram and other platforms, and look out for the newest drop. Thank you again for joining.
Thank you so much for having me. And if you're listening, I appreciate you giving the time.
Thank you for listening to this past episode of the Jewish Moves podcast. I really appreciate it. If you want to get updates or ask us questions, make sure to check us out on Twitter at Jews_Schmooze. You can also find us on any podcast platform. Thank you so much again, and hope you're looking forward to the next one.